powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Wake up, America. It's Wednesday, August 17th. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins. Our studio producer is Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue with day three of our Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. Once again, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of your support through the first couple of days. At noon today, we're going to be at the midway point of our pledge drive, but we still have a ways to go to reach our $3 million goal by Friday at 5 p.m. Central. But there's no doubt I have great faith in every single one of you, our Relevant Radio listeners and our Morning Air listeners. You always answer the call. You've done it so many times. We need your help once again this morning. We're looking for 50 gifts this hour. As always, we always begin in prayer during pledge drive week with the memorandum, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with our pledge drive and also for an end to abortion in our nation. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we invoke the Holy Spirit every morning here on Morning Air when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our power scripture from the playbook of life this morning is from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is so appropriate during this pledge drive. What is your treasure, and what do you value the most? Your heart is connected to what you value the most. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our ultimate treasure. He is our hope. There's nothing more important than our faith in Christ. Our Lord wants all of your heart. And we always pray with great confidence that prayer from the Divine Mercy Chaplet, Jesus, I trust in you. And now it's time to bring Rome to home for the latest news from the Vatican. We go to the Eternal City and our Rome correspondent, Ashley Nerona. Ashley and her husband, John, founded the Truth and Beauty Project, providing Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. You can read more about them at johnandashley.org. I caught up with Ashley, who spoke to me in anticipation of our summer pledge drive. Good morning. Buongiorno, Ashley. Thanks so much for joining us. It is a joy to be with you from Roma once again.
Buongiorno, John. It is always a delight, especially during this pledge drive. Happy to be here today.
You know, you've been through so many of these pledge drives. You've been contributing to Morning Air for a long, long time. Why should our listeners answer the call, as we're saying this time around, and continue to support, now more than ever, the mission of Relevant Radio, the mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media?
Well, John, you know, I've actually seen the results of the way that Relevant Radio evangelizes so beautifully to so many people, the way that it touches the hearts of so many people around the world. And one of the ways that I get to see the results and hear the stories are from people who come to Rome, our listeners who come across the sea, and we hear their stories of conversion and how Relevant Radio is helping them go deeper and deeper into their faith. Because that's the incredible part about Relevant Radio. No matter where you are in the world, you can pick up the app for as much time as you have. And whether you're just learning about the faith or just longing to go deeper and deeper into it, you're going to find that on Relevant Radio. You know, when you say answer the call, John, I immediately think of Mother Teresa, who always spoke about looking for the call within the call, that we're all called to a particular vocation. We're called to a state in life. We're called to do things every single day, but it doesn't stop there. We have to always be looking for the deeper call. And I think many of us are called to be also financial supporters of Relevant Radio in order to help make sure that this ministry and this opportunity for evangelization keeps resounding to the ends of the earth.
Ashley, you just recently celebrated your 10-year anniversary with Relevant Radio. So many great moments, so many highlights over the years. Is there a couple that stand out of being a correspondent from Roma for Relevant Radio?
You're right, John. There are so many. It's been such an amazing, blessed 10 years, and it is a delight for me to be able to share our church with people around the world, and especially those who may never get the chance to come to Rome physically. And as far as highlights go, it was so incredible to cover the last conclave, the election of Pope Francis, from the resignation of Pope Benedict XVI there on the 11th of February of 2013, that amazing day when we all woke up and got the news. I ran over to the press office, and everybody was just walking around with their jaws open, just in complete and total shock. And from there, having the chance to interview many cardinals who came for that particular conclave, to be there during every single time that the smoke went up from the chimney. You know, it's so funny. All eyes around the world were on that chimney, and it was fun to be able to share what was happening in St. Peter's Square with our listeners. And then on the night when that smoke was white, it was so exciting. We knew that a new pope had been elected, and I was on with Drew. It actually took about an hour and a half before the Pope finally came out onto the Loggia of Benedictions, which is a lot longer than has been in past after past elections. And it was so amazing because the way the Lord works, he's just so good. The signal managed to hold throughout the entire time. And the reason that was so incredible, John, was because, imagine, there were nearly 5,000 other journalists from around the world who were accredited to the Vatican just for that period, just to cover the conclave, and they all went online immediately too with their networks. Well, guess what happened? The network crashed. Everything went down, and all of these journalists could not get through to their networks. In fact, if you look back at old coverage, both on TV or listen to radio, there is a lot of dead air in the coverage. And that's because what was happening was that people could not actually access their network or pull up their information that they needed to share, whatever it was. Look at the way the Lord works. Never, ever lost that connection with Drew. We managed to share every minute of what was happening throughout the entire moments leading up to the moment that the new Pope stepped onto that Loggia of Benedictions, John. It was so exciting.
And the excitement has continued throughout all these years for Pope Francis. What's it been like to cover the Holy Father, especially here in 2022 in these recent months?
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because when I was working at the Vatican, I was the English language official for social communications, the Congregation for Social Communications there at the Vatican. And when I began, my first boss was Pope Benedict XVI, and then my second was Pope Francis. And you can imagine that they had very different communication styles. And of course, that's what we did there in the communication office. We worked in those aspects. And so it's been interesting to watch Pope Francis in the way that he communicates, and especially in these last months, as you're pointing out, John, a lot has changed because we've watched his health become a lot more frail and him having to figure out physically how to deal with that. It's been interesting to see that he has continued still with a lot of energy, still with a lot of will, we could say, to continue to do as much as he possibly can. His schedule has reduced a bit, so we can see that from looking at his daily schedule. But it's been fascinating to watch as he, who has been speaking about the meaning and the gifts of old age for these last weeks at the public papal audiences, that he has really been living that message in a lot of ways, John.
And we're going to take a short break as we continue my conversation with our Rome correspondent, Ashley Noronha. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air.
Bringing Rome to home. This is Morning Air on Relevant Radio.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales as we continue with my conversation with our Rome correspondent, Ashley Noronha. We just celebrated the solemnity of the Assumption in our church. How was it celebrated in Roma and in Italy in general?
First of all, this is a national holiday, which means that everything is closed here in Italy. And more than any other holiday or feast throughout the country, this is when really everybody participates, which means Rome, for example, becomes a complete ghost town. What will happen, though, at noon is that the Holy Father will pray the Angelus there in St. Peter's Square, especially in commemoration of the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady. Then, of course, the celebrations will begin in various places throughout the country. So, for example, in Venice, they'll have a beautiful regatta with a statue of Our Lady going through the canals. In some cities like Genova and Milan, there'll be wonderful fireworks displays to remember. But then there's a town in Perugia, which has an absolutely wonderful celebration where a confraternity will carry a large candle out of the from town hall, and they carry it all the way across the town to the Church of Our Lady of the Assumption and place it there. And then pilgrims will come for the rest of the night, placing their candles and praying there. But then in Orvieto, in the charming town of Orvieto, which of course houses the famed Eucharistic miracle of Bolsena, there they have another wonderful celebration, and where people dress in medieval garb and they have a procession carrying the statue of Our Lady. But my favorite of all, John, it happens in the town of Tivoli, which is actually in Lazio, in the state where Rome is located. And there in that town, after a mass celebrated by the bishop, people will exit and stand in front of the church in the grand piazza that's there. And then a confraternity will carry out this beautiful gold icon of Our Lady. So they carry it on their shoulders. They have these poles that go across the shoulders, and the men carry them along. And then another group will carry a beautiful image of Jesus Christ. They will literally go come from opposite directions, but walking toward each other. And the idea is that when those two images become close, they stop. And it's as though Jesus and Mary are gazing at each other. These images facing each other, the whole crowd is pin drop silent as they're watching the image of Jesus and the image of Mary face to face, and all are praying and they're singing hymns to Our Lady. And then finally, the men who are holding the image of Our Lady, they bend at their knees, and it looks as though the image of Our Lady bows three times to her son. Then the images go the opposite way and are placed back in the churches from which they came. What a beautiful tribute to Our Lady, John.
Wow, what a way to honor our Blessed Mother in Italy. The Italians know how to do it right, especially in this month of August, traditionally, in which we honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Ashley, yes. I understand you had a very a special personal experience in the Vatican Gardens, of all places.
Oh, John, I am so excited to share this with you. So recently, my husband, John, and I ran a very special Truth and Beauty Project immersion for young adults from around the world. And we were able to arrange a special private tour of the Vatican Gardens from a priest at the Vatican who really loves the mission of our Truth and Beauty Project. We were enjoying the beauty, the green, the silence. We got to go, of course, to the Lourdes Grotto. And that is a special place because that's where Pope Benedict would pray the rosary each evening at 6 o'clock. And in fact, when he was the Pope, people would set their clocks to 6 o'clock, set their alarms so that they could pray also along with Pope Benedict, pray the rosary with him. Now, in the meantime, while we were there, we just felt compelled to sing the Salve Regina. And we continued through the gardens and found ourselves in front of Mater Ecclesiae, which is the convent that was designated under Pope St. John Paul II to be a place where sisters would live who had the mission, the commission to pray especially for the Pope and for his works. So now that same convent is the place where Pope Benedict XVI lives. And of course, from all we hear, he is very, very sharp. He's very lucid, but of course he's feeble. As we stood there under his window, knowing that he was there, we just felt compelled. Then we wanted to pray with him. And so we sang the Salve Regina. And we walked away. And a few moments later, we heard someone calling us from behind. And it was one of the consecrated sisters who cares for Pope Benedict XVI. And she called us back and she said, "Thank you so much for praying with the Pope. He wanted to give you a present." And so sure enough, she handed us these lovely prayer cards with an image of Pope Benedict XVI on the front and his signature on the back, and then these beautiful gold keychains with an image of Pope Benedict XVI on one side and Our Lady on the other. It was such an amazing moment. I can't tell you, John, I was so moved. It was so incredible to imagine that we had the opportunity so intimately to pray with Pope Benedict XVI.
What an awesome experience, something that you will only hear here on Morning Air from Rome by our very own Ashley Narona. Ashley, it is always a joy to check in with you. Thank you so much for all that you do and for constantly bringing Rome to home to our listeners.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for your dedication. And thank you so much to all of our listeners who make this possible, who make it possible for all of this goodness to continue on the airwaves and to go to all the ends of the earth.
Grazie, grazie. Thank you again.
Prego.
And that was Ashley Narona, our Rome correspondent, who joins us every Wednesday from the Eternal City. You can listen to her reports on the Relevant Radio app or just go to Relevant in Rome. I want to bring in Glenn and Sarah. We are just so blessed to have Ashley with us week in and week out from Rome. She's been doing this for such a long time, for 10 years now, bringing Rome to home to our Relevant Radio listeners.
10 years, that's just excellent, but great to have that voice on the ground in Rome, and she has such great enthusiasm for all the culture in Italy there as well. Always fun to hear, as well as very accurate on what happens every Wednesday at the general audience and anything else that's going on in Rome.
Absolutely. And she also brings some fun to the discussions every Wednesday. You never know what she's going to come up with things that are happening on the ground there in Roma.
Oh, I'm always looking forward to what is the surprise that Ashley is going to bring to the table, whether it's the pizza wars or all the Italian food taboos that us around the country have been doing to the poor Italian food. I just can't wait to find out what fun thing. And oh my gosh, they are celebrating so much better than we are sometimes, it feels like, for all of these saint holidays and feast days. I'm so excited to hear what are they doing and maybe something that we can bring home to our own families.
Yeah, and she really brings a unique perspective that you can't get anywhere else. Being on the ground there in Rome at the Vatican, you know, she's able to really give us her firsthand perspective on news from the Holy Father. I mean, every week there's something different, something new, and she's been doing this for such a long time.
I think that we don't even realize as Americans what the Pope is up to, except when we get this kind of information. Because, I mean, my whole life, I didn't know the Pope was making general audiences or what he was even talking about, that he's talking about something every single week, that he's sending out prayers and condolences for events that are happening close to us and all around the world. I mean, he's on top of everything that's happening. And it's so great to actually hear that and know that. And gosh, we have every single podcast she's ever done available on the Rome to Home podcast on the app. And so anybody who's missed something, you can always go back and check it. And that's such a great resource as well.
No question about it. And Ashley continues week in and week out. And so we need your help to be able to bring this type of programming, bring Rome to Home to our listeners as we do every week. We need to take a short break. When we come back, Sean Carney, the president and co-founder of 40 Days for Life, is going to be with us with the latest pro-life news and the battle in our nation for the culture of life. Stay with us as Morning Air continues here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance and Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning as we continue with day three of our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. A number, if you want to be part of the program, is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Now, as we talked about yesterday and in recent days, we've been talking about the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, which has launched a Eucharistic revival, a three-year invitation of the Church and her members to a renewed love of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. You know, Relevant Radio really does provide such a tremendous platform to promote this Eucharistic revival, teaching and inspiring our listeners about the power of the Holy Eucharist, our Lord Jesus Christ truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament. In fact, Father Rocky, our Relevant Radio CEO, has issued a challenge, and the challenge is very simple. Visit your parish church and visit the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord's Holy Presence, one extra time per week. And this is all part of what Father Rocky has been encouraging us, you know, for some time now here as we begun this Eucharistic revival here during the summertime. I think that it's a great challenge, and it ties in perfectly with his recent recording, which is based on Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. It's a beautiful MP3 download by Father Rocky, and he does such a great job of really breaking it down and explaining point by point this resolution that Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, actually wrote about at the beginning of this year. I want to bring in my partner, Glenn. This is really such an important part of our mission here at Relevant Radio. It's about our Lord. It's about Our Lady. And what more can you say? The Holy Eucharist is the source and summit of our Catholic faith. This is what it's all about.
It certainly is, and Relevant Radio exists to build up the Church, to help proclaim Christ and the good news of His Church, to really bring Christ to the world through the media, and to highlight things, to work with the bishops, U.S. bishops, over the next 3 years, taking a look at the Eucharist in depth. The Eucharistic revival is what they hope to see have happen around the country and around the world, for that matter. So Relevant Radio, happy to provide you tools to help you in that endeavor along the way.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, and, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of time to talk about it. But, you know, for anyone that is able to give to the cause, to donate to our pledge drive, to open up their heart and support what we do here of bringing Christ to the world, there's a beautiful, exclusive, free gift from Relevant Radio just for giving online. And Glenn, maybe you can share a few of the details for our listeners.
Well, we have a lot of great things that we want to be able to give you, including keeping Relevant Radio on the air for the next 3 months when you give to us at 877-291-0123, when you give online at relevantradio.com, and we couldn't be doing it without you. One of the ways we want to thank you today on this Wednesday only is a special two-for-one. We have the beautiful book from Father Patrick Peyton, and that's the Rosary Prayer Book. That's yours anytime during the week when you give at the dollar a day level. And then today only when you give at that dollar a day level, not only do you get the book, we'll throw in a bookmark because, you know, every book needs a bookmark. We've got this beautiful Rosary bookmark. Get a look at both those items online at relevantradio.com. And don't forget, you'll be able to get what John was talking about, that meditation from Father Rocky on what Cardinal Dolan had to say, any electronic form of giving. So whether you give online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app, that'll be yours today. And more folks give, John, electronically each and every time to the pledge drive, finding out that it's a really easy, quick, safe, and efficient way to go. I think our own John Harper did it in 37 seconds or was. He was a very fast guy, and so he was able to do it very quickly. He timed himself once. It was quite amazing, quite amazing. But we want to make it convenient for you, quick and easy and safe as well. So feel free to give electronically. Earn those thoughts from Father Rocky on what Cardinal Dolan had to say as we continue to support you and support the Eucharist as well here, and focusing on the Rosary today too with the book from Father Peyton and the Rosary bookmark, both yours for that dollar a day giving level. And it's almost like a three for then. If you pledge online, you get the audio from Father Rocky as well as the book and the bookmark at relevantradio.com or the mobile app, or the phone is a great way to give in any amount to Relevant Radio, asking you to answer the call at 877-291-0123.
It's really all about the Rosary this day, as Father Peyton so famously said over the years, the family that prays together stays together. The Rosary has been called the prayer of the gospel. It's something that we really try to encourage our listeners to try to pray the Rosary every single day, something that our Blessed Mother has talked about in many of her apparitions throughout the centuries, especially at Fatima. Encouraging all of the faithful to pray the Rosary, the prayer of the gospel, which really is a prayer that brings us to her son, to our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, she told Sister Lucia, one of the three children at Fatima, there's no problem, no matter how difficult it is, whether temporal or above all spiritual, in the personal life of each one of us, that cannot be solved by the Holy Rosary. So with that in mind, this is why we pray the Rosary every night with Father Rocky, the family rosary across America. And this is such a beautiful devotion that we really try to inculcate in our listeners here on Morning Air and throughout the day. And I think that what we're doing here today with this beautiful gift of Father Peyton's book, as well as the rosary bookmark, is a great way of saying thank you to our listeners. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift. And it's only, we're talking about a dollar a day. Glenn, who cannot afford a dollar a day? A dollar.
A lot of great ways to waste that money, but we'd like to offer one great way to spend that money, to share that money with Relevant Radio and through us with so many listeners. How many times have you heard exactly what you've needed to hear on Relevant Radio? And that's how it goes when the Holy Spirit is the program director. We just want to continue to build this platform for the Spirit to enable you to hear what you need to hear when you need to hear it. Got great folks to answer those questions day in and day out. Apologists like Patrick Madrid. We've got priests on the air every single day, bishops quite often as well. Where else are you going to hear that on the radio dial? Right here at Relevant Radio. Continue to support that work. We want to thank you most of all by keeping Relevant Radio on the air and going strong for three more months. But today, as we mentioned, a couple great thank you gifts when you give at the dollar a day level, putting that pocket change to great use. You don't need that candy bar or that fancy coffee maybe, but Relevant Radio can do great things with that dollar a day giving level. You get the Father Patrick Peyton book, the Rosary Prayer Book, plus the bookmark, all right, both of those yours today only when you give at the dollar a day level. And if you give electronically anytime during the course of the week, Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival from Father Rocky. So that's yours as well anytime during the week if you give electronically. But great ways to really enrich your faith, not only that you've just given to Relevant Radio, which is a great thing to do, and kind of sit back and listen and go, hey, I helped make that happen. But these thank you gifts will help increase your faith as well. We love to do that. That's really our job, to help increase one another's faith, to let you know you're not alone as you're going about to trying to be a better Catholic, a better parent, a better friend, a better worker, a better boss. We all need those too. We've got the best ones here, of course, but 877-291-0123.
Well, Glenn, we needed to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sean Carney, the president and co-founder of 40 Days for Life. So stay with us. There's much more conversation to come on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
I had my first confession experience. And for all those Protestants listening, I'm telling you, it was incredible. I was extremely nervous. I've never confessed my sins to another human being really before. I was shaking. I was so nervous. After I confessed, spoke with the priest, I had never felt more relief in my entire life after a confession. Normally, I would just confess directly to God. But I can tell you, you Protestants listening, it is an incredible experience. And I walked away for the first time in my life feeling truly absolved from the sins that I confessed.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
Easy to give to Relevant Radio electronically. More and more folks do that each and every pledge drive. We're at relevantradio.com. We're also on the Relevant Radio mobile app. Hey, the phone works too, 877-291-0123. It's important that we hear from you. We're already to Wednesday now. Pledge drive will be half over at noon Central. It all wraps up 5 p.m. Central on Friday afternoon. Need to get to that $3 million mark by the end of the week so we can keep going strong for three more months, and that helps keep Relevant Radio on the air, promoting the good news of Christ and His church on over 200 stations around the country and around the world, for that matter, online at relevantradio.com and the mobile app. You can use that website or that app to make a gift now. And when you give in any amount today electronically, we've got Cardinal Dolan's 10 resolutions for your Eucharistic revival audio by Father Rocky that we'll be happy to send your way. Also today, if you give at the dollar a day level, we'd be happy to send your way not one but two thank you gifts today only. Number one is Father Peyton's Rosary Prayer Book, which you can get any time during the week for your dollar a day gift. But today only, we throw in that beautiful Rosary Bookmark. Get a look at both those and learn more online at relevantradio.com. Same with the app, and you can call and make a pledge in any amount as well online. On the phone, we should say, 877-291-0123. An important day to hear from you. Let's keep that momentum going. We got off to a great start, and you're not alone in not only listening but giving to Relevant Radio. Continue to lift us up in prayer as we continue to lift you up in prayer as well. Thanks for doing your best for Relevant Radio. Please answer the call.
877-291-0123. We really need your help. We need you to answer the call. How many times have you heard Father Rocky or Father Kabicki or another Catholic priest talk about confession here on Relevant Radio? The Catechism of the Catholic Church calls confession the sacrament of conversion because it makes present Jesus the Lord's call to conversion. Countless listeners have been inspired and motivated to return to confession by something that they heard on the air. To return to confession after 10, 20, or even 40 years. That is making a difference for time and for eternity. Help us to bring souls back to Christ. Answer the call this morning at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123, and do it in honor of our Blessed Mother in this month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Pocket change, oh, it ends up, in the couch cushions, perhaps by accident, maybe sort of on purpose in the center console of the car, or maybe you don't have that much change, jingling around in the pocket anymore as more and more of life is electronic. But just that dollar a day can make a huge difference when you donate to Relevant Radio, when you answer the call online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, or the phone at 877-291-0123. A popular amount to give at, it's up to you. But if you give a dollar a day, the thank you gifts are there for you. The Rosary Prayer Book from Father Peyton and the Rosary Bookmark. Thank you.
This is Morning Air, your home for faith, fun, and news in the morning.
So speak loud.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks for being with us as we continue here in day three of our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. number if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now I want to talk about the issue of life and the latest in a post-Roe America. Our supposedly devout Catholic President Joe Biden is announcing a new multi-part plan to ensure that many, many unborn babies perish in abortion, even up to birth in some states. Why is the Biden administration so aggressively promoting abortion at every turn? Joining us live from Houston, Texas is Sean Carney, the president and CEO and co-founder of 40 Days for Life, the world's largest grassroots movement to end abortion. Good morning, Sean. Thanks so much for being with us. It's great to be with you right in the middle of our summer pledge drive.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of people giving y'all money. We had Ramona Trevino, who just joined our staff. She's a former Planned Parenthood manager, and she left the church. She started managing a Planned Parenthood, and then she started listening to Catholic radio, which you should probably not do if you're running a Planned Parenthood. They should put that in their training. And she slowly started to have issues with her conscience, and then 40 Days for Life showed up, and she converted the first week of the first ever 40 Days for Life campaign outside her Planned Parenthood. And that was, gosh, 11 years ago. She came back into the church on Divine Mercy Sunday and is now part of our team. So Catholic radio has a huge impact, for sure.
Praise the Lord for Ramona Trevino, just one of many, many incredible stories. You've been sharing the pro-life message, Sean, for such a long time. Now we're in a post-Roe America. Why do you think it's more important than ever to answer the call and support Relevant Radio, which gives a platform to promote the culture of life?
Absolutely, especially in a post-Roe world, because the media is corrupt. I know that's not news. So we have to cling to these little pockets that we have access to, thank God. And Relevant Radio is one of those, particularly at a time when abortion is leaving the federal level. It's going to the local level. It's sort of market-driven, if you will. It really is now about hearts, minds, and souls in many of these states. Many states want abortion. We saw that in Kansas. And it's going to be up to us to reach out to hearts, minds, and souls, and Relevant Radio gives us the fuel, you know, when we're in our car to do that against the, you know, what can be overwhelming forces in our culture.
Sean, what is your take on our Catholic president, on President Joe Biden, who continues to aggressively promote abortion? It seems like at every turn. Can you tell us what his plan is?
I really think he perfectly and accurately represents the scandals of the last 50 years of Catholicism. I mean, he's an embarrassment. He's just part of this washed up mentality that you can not take your faith seriously and just do whatever you want, and there's no consequences. You don't have to listen to anybody, and it's not even cafeteria Catholicism. It's just sort of this cultural empty existence, and we're seeing that played out. I mean, he's been unapologetically pro-abortion since he was 30. He's not a struggling 20-year-old, you know, where we can pull him aside and put our arm around him. He's in his 80s. He's losing his mind, which doesn't help. And, you know, I think that we as Catholics need to know that and know that that's the importance of forming our children and evangelizing the world. I hope somebody converts Biden, you know, we need to pray for him, but we have to form our own children and the world. And a lot of these, a lot of the washed up stuff from the 60s and 70s is just going to fade out. And we see the John Paul II generation coming to fruition. And that's why we have so many opportunities to evangelize, one of which is Relevant Radio.
No question about it. I guess it just makes me wonder, you know, why the president doesn't see the benefit in actually trying to help women and to support abortion alternatives, such as adoption, for example.
Yeah, well, this is the problem with abortion being politicized, is that, you know, the dehumanization of the unborn just becomes something that you marry yourself to, and there is no alternative. He would have no idea what you're talking about when you're talking about helping women. And so the Democrats have married themselves to abortion. It's part of their platform. It's a horrible thing that they did decades ago. And it put everybody in a difficult position politically. But that is, it also gave clarity. So, you know, this is why Roe was overturned, because the louder they screamed of doing abortions at 40 weeks, of doing infanticide, it just obviously shed light on the heart and the soul of the pro-life movement and the science behind it.
Well, Sean, 40 Days for Life is doing an amazing job. We so much appreciate your perspective and you being with us on a regular basis to keep us up to date on what's going on in this post-Roe America. Many, many blessings with your upcoming campaign in September.
Thank you. Thank you, John. We just had 500 leaders in Houston that we trained and sent out to different parts of the country in our post-Roe symposium, so we have hit the ground running.
Thanks so much. As always, a joy to be with you. Sean Carney, the president and CEO, co-founder of 40 Days for Life. Now it's time for another edition of Glenn Story Corner.
You can give great witness to generosity, and who knows what kids are watching our story today. When You Thought I Wasn't Looking by David Wells. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I thought it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake just for me, and I knew that little things are special things. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer, and I believe there is a God I could always talk to. When you thought I wasn't looking, I felt you kiss me goodnight, and I felt loved. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes, and I learned that sometimes things hurt, but it's all right to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared, and I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked, and I wanted to say thanks for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. Do they see Christ in your life when you think they aren't looking? Galatians 2:20, I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So I live my life in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Thanks so much, Glenn. One of my favorite verses. Coming up next hour on Morning Air, our spiritual director, Father Marcel Tyone, will join us to discuss what is happening with the persecution of the Catholic Church in Nicaragua. Plus, our personal success coach, Dave Duran, will tell us about four reasons others may not understand what you say or what you mean. Stay with us. There's much more to come as we continue here on our Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive.